At the end, on that last offensive play that you had there, looked like you were definitely setting it up to just put this in the hands of your defense, and you obviously had the faith that they were going to finish this off for you.
Well, we're going to kick the field goal to go ahead. That's what we're doing. I don't know if you interpret it further than that, but that's we're going to take the lead. And we feel we have a good kicker, and that was the play.
What happened on the final drive, particularly with the run out that RG3 had?
As far as I could see, he got under the contained player and then busted out. You know, I think the guy did keep contain. I have to look at it on tape, but I think, you know, as athletic as he is, he avoided under and then back out and made a good run.
But you failed to finish in this game again. This has been a bit of a problem a couple of times now. How do you get to the point where you correct that?
Well, because you lose at the end, you failed to finish, but we really didn't do a bunch of stuff before that that put us in the position. I mean, we didn't play what I envision as Buccaneer football, smart football. We had penalties that weren't, you know, there's certain penalties I can live with. There's others that are inexcusable, and we had a few of those today. We had them in the kicking game. You know, when you get penalties in the kicking game and you start backed up, you know, inside your own 15 or 10-yard line, that's a tough road to hoe. So those things that we did not do, we didn't play smart, we didn't create takeaways, we have to do a better job of coaching, because for whatever reason, it hasn't gotten done in the last couple of weeks. You know, we're a team, I don't know any team in the National Football League that isn't, but we're a team that's going to be in the fourth quarter, tight ball games. And we need to find a way to win. This one, if you don't make all those errors, I don't know. You know, I don't even know what the game's going to look like. But it doesn't matter. We did make the errors. So we have to stop playing that way. My hat's off to Washington. They made the plays when they had to make them. And, again, we came up short.
Now, you talk about your quarterback. I struggled a little bit in the first half and then came back and gave you guys the lead in the fourth quarter.
He did, yeah. Hit some big shots to our receivers, made some big plays in the passing game. That's what he's capable of doing. We just, again, as a team, we just need to play more consistently. We need to coach more consistently. Starts with me. I need to do a better job of getting an organization to play the game, approach it consistently, and we will.
Was tackling and rallying to the ball on defense an issue today as well?
First half, yeah. We didn't tackle like we have the first three games in the first half. Second half, the guys, credit to them. They regrouped and they came out and tackled better and played, you know, Buccaneer defense. Up until that last drive, they pitched a shutout in the second half. But, again, it's like, you know, close.
Does the ball start on a two-point conversion? I mean, is that what we're talking about? I mean, just change everything? And
that's one of the, what did we have, 10 penalties? You know, that's one of 10. You know, the offsides when it's third and one, it's fourth and one. We're just not. That's me. I got to get them to understand the situation. For whatever reason, it hasn't gotten through. It will. It'll get through. We're good enough. Got good enough players, good enough coaches. Head coach has got to get them to understand it.
Well, take a big situation where, you know, minute 43, one timeout. They've got to go pretty good distance. Your defense has played well in the second half. What do you think happens in that you don't execute to get off the field in that situation? I mean, overall, is it just a...
That's what so many games come down to in the National Football League. A two-minute drill, stop them, or a two-minute drill, make it.
Is it poise? Is it youth? Is it were there busts? I mean, could you see that?
I'll probably be able to better tell you that tomorrow when I watch the tape. You know?
Josh hit on a 65-yarder to Mike Williams. Do you feel that got him in his rhythm? He seemed like he had the hot hand after that big play.
Yeah, I thought that was an important play. You know, we were kind of fighting, you know, kind of swimming upstream for a little bit, and then that kind of opened things up.
The roughness call on Barron, did you get a good look at that? Did you think that was it?
On the quarterback?
Yeah.
In the first quarter?
Yeah, second.
Second quarter. No, I didn't get a good look at it, but I did not get a good look at it.
There was a couple of missed passes today. It seemed like the ball was behind the receiver. They went the other way, especially on the two-point conversion. Was there some miscommunication on those plays?
Sometimes you need to see the same thing. Sometimes it's not always communication, but it's what we see. So there's could be either or.
feel like the offense redeemed itself today for the most part?
You know, I don't get into that redemption and all that stuff. They played better at spurts. Other times we didn't. You know, we didn't run the ball as well as I'd like to.
Greg, is a relationship between a coach and a quarterback an evolving thing? And if so, do you guys think you're starting to learn each other the way you need to learn each other?
I think there's a coach in every player, that's the case, but I think especially with your quarterback. And it's really, you know, between myself and Josh, Mike and Josh, and then Ron and Josh, very important.
Do you think you're getting that's coming along?
That's coming along well.
Is the philosophy that under 2 minutes to go when you were up in the game basically to give a lot of underneath stuff up to try to eat up that clock?
No, that's not what happened. You know, that wasn't the issue. Given the underneath wasn't the issue. Letting them catch they caught the ball. Yeah, that was the issue. Wasn't giving up anything. We weren't laying back.
After four games, what can you take from this? You're at 1-3 and the way you've played.
You know, it's the National Football League. We could be 4-0, we could be 0-4. Every game's been 6 or less, or 7 or less, I guess, Dallas. I don't know. None of that matters. It's what is. What could be, what was, what isn't, really doesn't matter. We need to get better. I need to coach better. It starts with me, and it goes down through the organization. We just need to get better. You know, you want to win? You're close? Get better. You'll win. Thanks, guys.